This is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield.
And I'm Brooke Gladstone with a few of your letters. A couple of weeks ago, Bob spoke with Hunter Moore, the creator of the amateur revenge porn website called isanyoneup.com. We got a ton of emails and comments on our website about it, and the range was quite expansive. Many applauded Bob's handling of the interview. Evan from Boston wrote, quote, "If it were me on the other end of that interview, I don't know what would have happened. The question Bob asked about posting Hunter's sister or mother was spot on."
But quite a few expressed their anger with the piece. The word sanctimonious came up a lot. And in an email, Kevin Dole wrote, quote, "Just what was that? Because I can't tell if it was an advertisement for that website or an attempt to ambush this fellow. And others thought I didn't push far enough." Paul Menard wrote, quote, "I can appreciate Mr. Garfield not wanting to use his microphone as a bully pulpit. However, if you're going to open the door, you might as well walk through it."
On last week's story about the National Transportation Safety Board's call for a cell phone ban in cars, Dwayne from California wrote, quote, "I am pleased that the NTSB is finally speaking out, but they're years late in taking steps to regulate this conduct. Here's hoping they make up for lost time." Shell Holtz wrote in support of a ban on talking and texting in cars, but not on the use of cell phones altogether. He says, quote, "Most smartphones come with GPS tools. Does the NTSB really think it's better for people to return to using paper maps than a GPS system that notifies drivers audibly of upcoming turns?" Others took issue with the comparison of texting to drunk driving and questioned whether such a ban could be enforced. Jim N. wrote, quote, "You can't turn off drunk and put it in your pocket."
As usual, we love to hear what you have to say. Keep your letters coming to onthemedia@wnyc.org or comment on our website at www.onthemedia.org. And tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. Okay? Please?